So good to see you all here today, and such a true delight to be sharing our light together. And as Dan said, the title of the session of the season of light work is Maintaining Balance in Turbulent Times. And I think we have probably all been experiencing and will probably continue to be experiencing turbulence as some major changes are happening on planet Earth. And to help us create balance and harmony, we have a source of pure light within each of us that can help bring us stability, as well as learning about our actual design of being on Earth at this time, and how to participate in the evolution we are experiencing in a lighted way. The title of our session today is Opening to the Peace and Power of Your Star. I think most of you already know about your star and have experienced it, but for those who don't, I want to tell you a little bit about it. You probably know that there is a part of you, an inner part, that is lighted, that is called in many spiritual and religious teachings, spirit, or your higher self, and which in actual design we often call your being of light. It is a gift. Your star is a gift to us from our higher selves, and helps us connect with the divine nature of all creation. The lighted part of you actually created your physical self, created you for this lifetime with purpose, and it knows you, the creation, very well, and knows how you are learning about your purpose, how you are meeting the challenges of your journey here on Earth. And your higher self also offers you support on this journey. And sometimes you may be aware of that. But with lightwork tools, we can increase our awareness of this support, and also our awareness of that there are many beings of light helping our planet, and they help us stand steady in these turbulent times. Part of that support is a source of pure radiant light that we call your star. Everyone on Earth has a star. And with training, we awaken to all that our stars give us. We awaken to the presence of the being of light that is always within us, and that continues on after we leave our physical bodies forever. The home of your star is called your upper room, and it's located 6 inches above the top of your head. It is a place that is always completely lighted. It is always a place you can think of and go to in consciousness. And today you will learn how to tap into the source of pure light and let it flow throughout your body. The light of your star is a crystal clear, diamond-like white light. It contains the full spectrum of pure life energy, so its radiance can give you whatever is needed, is perhaps uplifting your emotions and releasing heavy stress loads, perhaps some healing, perhaps some warrior work, understanding, and more that your higher self provides. We will begin with gathering and enlightening your awareness. There are three aspects of awareness: mental, sensory, and emotional. And this will help you experience the subtle aspects of your star. Then we will think of moving with your enlightened awareness right up to your upper room and let the light of your star begin to flow down throughout your body. We will think of, which invokes, the consuming fire aspect of this energy. And that will help you transform any active negative energy into good positive energy. Through all this, I will be directing you in what to think, as it is the power of your thought that is directing the focus of the inner light fire, although it is the being of light that you are that is doing the work. So as we begin, please sit comfortably with your hands on your upper legs or in your lap, and I'll be giving you directions. So please just think these thoughts and then let the thought go and observe and experience that which happens. Now we'll begin the session. So just think of letting your awareness move into your brain. And then think of harmonizing your brain with your upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. And this begins the flow of the radiant awareness of your own divine nature, the divine mind of your lighted beingness. And this flow of radiant awareness that flows into your brain will begin the process of gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness. And then just think of directing this flow of radiant awareness to expand throughout your sensory and nervous systems. So it flows down your spinal cord and throughout all the nerves of your body, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness. And now let that flow of radiant awareness expand into your heart. And from your heart, it flows throughout your entire circulatory system, which includes your liver, very important organ. And then expands throughout all of your emotional systems, gathering and enlightening your emotional awareness. And now experience the radiant awareness of the being of light you are, gathering and enlightening your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And experience the flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you are always sending to you the beloved creation. And just think the thought of directing your creation to return the flow and magnify that two-way flow of love and gratitude. And focus on the experience of our union as beings of light with each other. We have well over 40 people gathered together today. So we can just think of expanding that union to include all of us. And you can also just think of including any people you are close with. The beings of light, perhaps of your family and friends. We can include Dan Hamilton. And let us especially unify with our founder, Russell Schofield's being of light, and with other beings of light that join with us today. Then, with the flow of your enlightened awareness, just think the thought of moving to your upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. It is filled with radiant light and your star. And if you're not sure where this is, where to go, that's okay. Just relax and know that a part of you does know the way. And you will find yourself there, I do believe. If this is your first time of experiencing your star, it will be a point of light that quickly expands to a 3-inch size. And if this is not your first time, you will find that it is already a 3-inch size. It's permanent size. Now think the thought of directing your star to open and downpour with a great flood of the crystal white energy light flowing all the way through you. Just think of opening your hands and feet and just letting it flow through you. This is the energy of purification and illumination, and it contains the full spectrum of radiant life energy, helping to create well-being of every kind. So just let the light flow through you, releasing stress, washing away any loads ready to be released, and then flowing on down into the earth, which is very happy to receive it. And just let this downpour wash through, touching through all your organs and energy systems, helping them to just open to the feeling and sensing and knowing of the light. And now just think of invoking the consuming fire aspect of the energy. This is all that is needed to activate that aspect of the light. So now the inner light fire works throughout. As it flows down through you, it lifts up the vibratory rate of any heavy energy, transforming any heavy loads into good supportive energy. The consuming fires can be quite powerful in a way to sort of break out of things, ways of thinking that just keep going, even though you would like to release them. The consuming fires, that's an example. Consuming fires can just help break through that and allow you to move into a more lighted space. You can work with the inner light fire, invoke it in any and all of your light work sessions whenever you feel the need. It amplifies the purifying and freeing aspects of the light. So it helps us to lift up any anxiety or anger or confusion. And also when we blaze up those fires, it creates an energy essence that is very nurturing and healing. So let the shower of the inner light fire just pour through you. Open your hands and feet so it can flow down into the earth. And remember that it's the being of light you are doing the work, but with thought, you focus the energy where it's particularly needed. And now we will focus together in some of our organs and energy systems, and be sure to include any places that need the touch of light if I don't mention them. So we will begin with your brain. And just think of letting your brain open to experience this flow of inner light fire flowing into it, and just see with your enlightened awareness how this feels. Just let the being of light you are do the work wherever it's needed, but usually we especially include memory centers and focusing in the forebrain and the midbrain, other areas, and just let your whole brain be filled with that flow of the downpour of the inner light fire. So it just flows through your brain. And as we blaze up the fires here, it lets that healing essence come in to energize your brain if needed in any ways, doing any energetic work and nourishing all the parts of your brain. So just think that thought, let the thought go, and observe and experience what happens as you do this, as we do it together here. And experience the lifting throughout your brain. And the next place we will focus the downpour is in your respiratory system, especially way down deep into your lungs, letting the light fire blaze up here. Especially if you do have any aspects of your lungs that especially need some healing work. And in our acupuncture training, we know that learn that lungs often hold some emotional loads. So if that is the case, let your lungs be embraced by the light fire to help lift those loads. And then just think of opening to drink in that healing essence throughout your whole respiratory system. And next, we'll be focusing in your heart, letting heaviness here go into the consuming fires. And letting that light fire flow throughout your whole cardiovascular system, helping to bring in deep healing with that healing essence, nourishing the lining of your whole system and letting it flow into any places that need the healing touch of the light. And include your lymph system also. Also, like your cardiovascular system flowing throughout your body and through all these systems, is lifting any emotional wounds, loads that are ready to be released. And just think of drinking in, assimilating that healing essence. Good, and now focus the light fire in your liver and kind of the mid area of your body, more on the right, though some on the left. Our livers have so many jobs, have jobs in consciousness, very important. They often tend to get loaded up with aspects of anger, resentments, so on. And they also have a lot of jobs physically. They work with many, many of your body's systems, your immune system, your endocrine system. And we can particularly mention your digestive system, letting it flow here into your mouth and on down your esophagus into your stomach. And into your small intestine. That works very, very closely with your liver, also your gallbladder and pancreas, a bit with the spleen. And the large intestine, your colon, very important part of your immune system, as well as major jobs here in the digestive system, blazing up the fires, especially throughout the lining of your whole system, where all the little muscles and glands are, and letting it flow on out through the rectum and anus so that from top to bottom, let this downpour flow throughout your entire digestive system. And in acupuncture, we believe that our whole digestive systems are a very important part of digesting life, not just the physical foods and so on. So, of course, that's very important. But also a way of working with our consciousness loads that just kind of sometimes get bogged down as we try to digest life, especially in turbulent times. And then those loads can help affect how our whole physical digestive system works. So just letting this downpour of light fire flow down through all these aspects so that your digestive system works well in every way, able to digest and assimilate the goodness of life, as well as the goodness of nutrients. And experience that very big healing happening from top to bottom as that essence is assimilated. Okay. Now just think of focusing the downpour in your solar plexus in your mid-body, which is the heart of your nervous system. And from here, just let that inner light fire flow throughout all the nerves of your body. So it flows all the way up into your brain again, all those brain neurons, and out through down your spinal cord and out through the nerves throughout your neck and shoulders and arms, hands, and fingers. Down through the trunk of your body, down into the pelvic girdle and the hip joints, down through your legs, your knees, lower legs, ankles, feet, and toes, just letting every nerve of your body be filled with the inner light fire. Turbulent times often bring nerve systems that get overloaded. So let the light just lift up all those heavy nerves, overburdened nerves, and let that beautiful, radiant, healing essence nourish your nerves. Help all of your nerves so that they can experience more of the pleasures of life and report those back into your brain. All that beauty and beautiful aromas of your favorite foods and all there is to be calming. Good music, all the things that can lift you up and help you move out of any habitual stress in your nerves and help you really be present in the goodness. Okay. And just think of it flowing through all of your musculoskeletal system, all the bones. All the muscles, all the connective tissue, blazing up here. So wherever there is pain, let those parts experience this inner light fire to help release the stress that causes the pain. That helps to bring in relaxation. Nourishing all these wonderful structural parts of you. Good, and now just let it flow throughout any places in need. I didn't actually mention all the places. It may have seemed like I did. But any other places, any organs, any energy systems. And as it flows, this downpour, know that it is flowing also through your acupuncture meridians and all your systems that work together. All the parts of you that support other parts. Our bodies are really miraculous in how we heal. All the possibilities for healing, even if it takes time. And just let this beautiful, radiant essence, that energy essence, flow into every part of you that is yearning for it. It's wanting to feel that uplifting quality that the light brings to help remind us of that part of us that is pure light, that is within, throughout, and all about our creations. Okay. Now just think of closing your feet and letting this downpour backfill up through your body, all the way up through your body and out the top into the energy field around your body. And this upward flow of light flows through many systems that have an upward flow, including some of your meridians and some of your cardiovascular and lymphatic systems and others. So especially let this upward flow nourish those that do in their natural way flow up rather than down. And just let this downpour of radiant light flow out and fill the energy field around your body. And experience as it does this, its uplifting quality. And the expansion of the light throughout your body. Good. And now just think of opening your feet again and just let that downpour just flow through you for a moment. Just flowing down through you and out your feet. And now just think of stopping the downpour. And direct your whole body to drink in the essence that heals us and helps us awaken more deeply to the being of light within. And open to experience the radiant light that you are. And the truths you have verified in this session about yourself, about the being of light you are within, throughout, and all about you, the creation. And experience the peace and the power of your star and its light. And know your star can help hold you steady anytime as needed. And here is Russell's message here at the end of this part of our session today from Russell. Now, as we awaken, we openly relate to our own divinity to reestablish in awareness our direct link to the divinity within all life, the touch of macrocosmic God within and throughout all creation. To accomplish this awakening, We have at our disposal the limitless sources of divine mind and pure life energy. These can be drawn upon to reveal, inspire, heal, and renew. And now the very last part of the session, I'd like to do something special among us. And that is to, one of the things we can do with our star is to communicate with others with light and to send a beam of light from our stars to the star of anyone. It can be anyone, anywhere, including it can be done with those no longer in physical form. So just think of moving into your star in its upper room, 6 inches above the top of your head. And we can practice first. So just think of sending a beam of light from your star to my star. And see what you experience back. My star feels very bright and shining in this. And then think of sending a beam of light from your star to either all or even just one other person here today. You don't have to know who they are. You can just think of sending your star out, and the being of light you are will participate here. And you can just keep adding people if you want to. Until we're all very connected here with our stars shining, touching in with each other. And experience how this feels, how it makes us feel so much closer together. And this is something you can do anywhere, anytime. Everyone has a star. And now think of sending a beam of light from your star to someone who is no longer in physical form. You can send it to Russell Star. And you can send it to Dan Hamilton Star. And anyone you would like to touch in from your star to theirs. Okay, and we're going to just take, say, 4 minutes here to just drink in the essence. You can release the star to stars if you want to, or keep it on. And just think of letting the essence of our session today continue to nourish you and hold you in the light.